Hi, my name is Christopher Rondo, and I'm the game master for Skyfire. Just wanted to give you a heads up that there is a content warning for this episode. There are themes of self-harm as well as body modification. So if those things are triggering to you, then come back for next episode.
So, do you guys have a favorite companion yet? I know which ones are rubbing the party the wrong way, but maybe you have ones that are engaging it.
So far, I think my favorite might be Ember, both mechanically in combat and as far as a social spectrum goes, because she's our Marine Leaf and she's kind of full of life and wants to still believe in people. Whereas, like, the next in line for that is maybe Jasper. He wants to, but sometimes he knows better. I mean, or just can't anymore. And then I think Bilge and Shu see through a lot of shit. They're less inclined to believe in the good in strangers, maybe.
There's a reason that Shu didn't bring Ember along to go to the fun houses. I mean, they're kind of a stick in the mud. But that being said, I think I, as a player, like Ember. I think Shu is kind of mixed right now.
It's good mechanics for somebody who's a little on the squeamish side of murder. Avoiding killing blows, but like not letting a monster kill your friends or the people that you're with, you know. So there's a lot of maneuvers involved in their fighting style. It's a pretty good blend.
Her build is most interesting, just from a like I am a support fighter. I like playing that kind of role. I'm not really big on the barbarian, 40 damage around type. I like seeing things that trip people and do like cool things to set other people up. So that's interesting that she has the power to trip pretty consistently, as well as being able to catch people flat-footed if she can manage to do her finisher correctly. So it's pretty cool. What about you, Brad?
We don't get to see Shackles a lot, but that's probably Brad's favorite, just as a concept. I don't know. I don't think that would be Jasper's favorite. Again, we don't have a scene with Jasper and Peachy, but I still like the headcanon that they get together and play music, which is the least stressful thing Jasper does.
So the party just likes all the lighthearted characters and not the moody NPCs.
Well, that's
I
because
like
we're
that Brad chose two characters that we haven't even like gave much screen time to. Brad's like, I like the characters we don't
I
get
like
into.
my headcanon better than your storytelling, Chris.
Well, the characters we've met are all assholes, so no, Amber's cool. I like that. There's a thing with Ember where it's like a Knoll took me under his wing, who was like grizzled and like found someone who was lost in the world. And I think Jasper is seeing this person, and I owe this debt to the universe.
I
Like,
see, I see.
here's my chance maybe to pay that off. But also is like, I should probably convince this person to open a restaurant and run far away.
Yeah.
Like they have a chance to go back to normal that Jasper didn't have.
She doesn't know what she wants. She's very idealistic at this point. But we'll see what happens. And we'll see what happens right now. Cyan is running through the streets. It is now dusk. We're beginning to see the purplish sky. Businesses begin to close, and the day is starting as they head to the bathhouse, the restaurants, and other sorts of entertainment. Cyan quickly escapes his pursuers and finds himself in an alleyway. And he sits there, and he's shaking, and he's frustrated, and he's drunk. And he tries to catch his breath. And tears are rolling down his eyes as he looks up to the sky. Why is it like this? Why? He goes to his belt and pulls out a small knife. He sits there holding it, thinking, as more people are walking down the street next to this alleyway, paying him no heed. And he takes that blade and puts it right to his chest. Yes, just, I want to die. Just let me die. And takes that dagger and pushes it in. But something is physically holding it back as this ghost begins to manifest outside of Cyan's body. And this ghost physically holds the dagger at bay. After a bit of struggle, Cyan drops the dagger to the floor and starts hitting the ground until his knuckles are bloodied.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I'm playing the Clockwork Kitsune Magus Shun.
Hello there, my name is Jay, and I play Bilge, your favorite third level Yosoki Ranger.
Hi there, I'm Brad, and I play Yasp Klieg, a level 3 orc that straddles the line between Gunslinger and Medic.
While the others in my group were out fighting in the streets and running into some type of monstrosity, I got to enjoy the city itself. Went to a few parks, roamed the streets, and even went to this nice dive bar. Someplace called the Fish King. Bartender there told me about a temple. It's a place where they practice martial arts, magic, meditation. I wanted to check it out instantly. Ran there, and of course, Cyan is harassing the poor receptionist. He gets himself kicked out, the guards are called, and we had to split. There goes my day of fun.
Shoo. It is dusk now. You have run for a couple minutes. You are invisible. With the Longstrider, you were able to escape, and something kind of strikes your mind. Why did Cyan choose to cast the spell on you?
Yeah, looking around, now way far outside the grasp of these guards and any authorities, they'll look around, and they didn't go Cyan's direction. They chose to just keep running the direction they pointed, and they're going to kind of sit there, thinking for a second, and go to themselves. Oh no, I need to either go find Cyan. Can they run fast enough? Oh god. I need Jasper and Bilge for this. I need to go find them first. She will run in the direction where Jasper said he would be.
You vaguely remember hearing Jasper talking a couple days ago on the ship that he planned to go to the marketplace pretty quickly, just to kind of do some shopping. You left more or less before you're able to confirm that is where Jasper was going, but it's not a bad place to start. Go ahead and roll me a perception check, or survival if it happens to be higher.
That's only a 10.
You get stopped because there is a set of guards on a perimeter around a few houses, and you see a small crowd gathering, but I don't think you want to be near a crowd at all, so... Or especially a crowd with guards involved. So you try to pick up some trail and just unable to find anything.
We're going to schmooze into the crowd and try to like walk up to one of the citizens. And she will try to catch one of the people that's kind of like leaving this area. Like as people kind of walk by and kind of point towards the disturbance. Go, what happened here? There's a lot of people just standing around and... It looks like something violent happened. Did anyone get hurt?
So, earlier today, a couple hours ago, there was this large creature They have it under a blanket right now, so I don't really know what it was, but a large creature just rampaged through this neighborhood. Supposedly two people came and was able to stop it with the help of some guards. I'm not really sure the finer details, but they ran off pretty quick. There was a poor kid. I don't know if you heard of the pianist that lives on the street. He's a young old boy. He goes by like Ray or something like that. Something about his playing represents rays of light. I don't know if there's any relation, but he's a virtuosic pianist. He travels all the time, so I think a lot of the crowd is here concerned about the boy more than anything else.
Thank you. Good to know. I'm really sorry to hear about all that. Shu will kind of look around and say, well, be safe out there and start moving. Can Shu try to figure out where these two people might have run to?
I'll give you a second chance. You can take another perception check.
Let's see if we roll above a 5. Hey, that is above a 5. It's 5 above a 5. It's 10 plus 5, 15.
Hey, Jasper, where did you take Ember after this encounter?
I think we ran off just enough to kind of like find a place to hide, because Jasper would like to do like a 10-minute medicine check on each of us, but he wanted to get out of sight of the guards first.
So more time has passed since then. What did you do after this medicine check?
If I get us patched up a little bit, does she still want to go back to the ship?
She is happy to take it easy for the rest of the night. She wants to go to the bathhouse and then maybe return to the ship, or she's willing to get a meal and return to the ship.
Yeah.
She smokes a lot, you noticed? She's very subordinate to you at the moment. She doesn't want to call the shots. So she's like, yeah, I'm willing to get something to eat. I like to get cleaned up, maybe get a new shirt.
That is an excellent idea. Why don't we acquire some gob, and then a meal will suit me just fine. I believe there's a nice fish place somewhere not too far away that can do a salad correctly.
So you are able to go quickly into the marketplace. You're able to purchase nonchalant clothing, you know, knock off like a silver piece or something, and head to a restaurant near the dock, probably a little upper scale than what the Fish King was, serving more like grilled food and all sorts of different pastries and like a cucumber seaweed salad type thing. You sit down and you're able to get some rest, and Shu finds Ember and Jasper in new clothing and eating fish tacos.
Finally, I found you. Is there like a receptionist? Is this like a wait till you're seated kind of thing? Or is it like you can just walk in?
There is a waitress, but there's an empty seat next to Jasper and Ember, so you can interject.
Shu will jump on over to them and say, I was looking for the both of you. I got turned around and found Cyan, had to break away from some guards, but how have you two been?
Well, while this contraption here with the fish and these little flatbreads are excellent, it's been quite an afternoon. We were attacked by a monstrosity.
I knew it was you two when I went by that rubble.
It's always us, Shu.
Shu, go ahead and give me another fortitude save.
God. 12.
You are now on stage 2 of this alcohol. You are slowed 1 for a little bit.
God.
Ember's like, have you been drinking? Are you drunk?
Just a little bit, but I could drink more. Is there anything here to drink?
Have some water. And here's some bread.
Oh.
Miss, I believe my friend here would appreciate an order of... They were fish tacos now, I believe you said?
Just some the rice with some coconut milk would be great. Sweet rice. Do you have any?
Bilge, where did you go after your investigation?
Bilge is not looking to take a day off. He would have got his lead, a little bit of confirmation, and then returned back to the ship to talk to Rowan about it.
So you're transversing the town right now. Go ahead and roll me a perception check.
10.
You find Cyan wandering about, and he looks like he's been in a bit of a scuffle. His hands are bloodied, he has dirt all over his clothes, and he's kind of not really limping, but definitely a little off balance.
Hello there, Cyan. What's the other guy look like?
Much worse than me. Hey, I got a question. I got a bounty. Have you heard about this?
Oh, I've seen the paper, yeah.
How much?
Not more than me.
I don't feel good. I think I need to go. I wonder if that brothel's open yet. See you, Bilge.
Don't make too much trouble.
Oh, me never. He lifts off back towards the, we'll call it the entertainment section of the city.
Bilge is going to table him a little bit and make sure that he's not about to do something dumb that shines a light on the entire crew.
Shoot, Jasper, you begin to finish up your meal. You get your sweet rice with like some mangoes and like condensed milk on it.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
You can get alcohol, but Ember pushes like tea on you.
You know. Shu will take tea. Shu just says, it's been so long since I've been able to sit down and have some fun. Yes, I'll take some tea instead.
You do you. I don't want to stop your fun, but there are monsters in this city.
Well, I knew that when I started drinking.
Well, is that what you've been doing all day? What have you been up to?
Oh, well, I went to this place, kind of like this place, but told me about this temple. Temple of the Earthly Delights, Temple of the Heaven Delights, something like that. And that's when I ran into Cyan. Apparently he was trying to bust his way in there.
Oh, Cyan, he strikes me as a little weird. What do you think about Cyan?
Well, he was trying to force him way into the... Oh, sorry. He was trying to force his way into this temple. Said he had been there before, harassed the poor woman at the front. Seems very rude to me, but he was obviously drunk. See, you should be glad I'm not one of those types. And Shu kind of wags their finger in front of Ember's face.
Ember's confused by this, like, almost feels like a lecture, almost doesn't. Not quite
Shu. Day drinking has a time and place.
Well, what's the plan next, Jasper?
Well, unfortunately, my mission to the market was ill-formed, I guess. In truth, I was looking for weapons, and that was more household goods. It's been some time since I've been here. The evening is upon us, though. We have some coin. Perhaps we could retire to a bathhouse.
Who opens her coin purse and says, well, I spent half of my money on a drink, but the bathhouse can't be too bad.
You know, Jasper is feeling a little bit happy after a nice meal and not getting murdered. So, you know, maybe...
No walnuts in his salad.
Yeah. If it's not too prohibitively expensive, he can cover Shu.
A couple silver pieces.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's get this bottle episode on the way.
I think the bathhouses themselves are free, but, you know, I don't have any soap, and they like to pay for the incense and all that. Whatever you can cover, Jasper.
Well, lead the way, and we'll consider that service rendered.
Well, when I went to Serenity, there was this bathhouse just off the docks. Let me find it again, and she will start wandering towards any bathhouse that they know of that might be.
You three head over to a onsen. It is called the Oasis. Jasper pays for a private onsen, throws in 5 silver pieces. There is a bottle of wine and some fruit within this little staging area, and Ember feels very uncomfortable, but will quickly change from her armor and take off those blood-stained bandages that Jasper can probably see at this point, but quickly puts on a bathrobe. But it looks like these wounds are pretty fresh and she got hurt pretty bad. And she's moving and taking it like a champ. All right, I'm going to go. As that happens, she looks towards Jasper and she looks towards Shu. And this is like the first time she really had a conversation with Shu, I would imagine.
Yeah, past me finding her in the engine bay. Like, that's I think, the only time we would have talked.
Tell me what Shu does in this moment.
Shu just is standing there, noticing that this is the first time they've been to a public bathhouse with other people since they lost their arms. And they're just now realizing that, you know, they can take off the cloak, they can take off their pants and get undressed, but they haven't really taken off the bandages that wrap around their chest. And they don't really take off the bandages that wrap around their arms. They're just kind of sitting there looking at the bandages. A little bit frozen at this point.
Shu, are you coming?
Yeah. I'll meet you there.
Okay.
Shu kind of waits for everyone to leave.
Jasper changes into the robe. He knows that, you know, he's not an attractive guy and he's not built like the common adventurer, but he has accepted that a long time ago. We can see that he's got scars, just probably like every other crew member has. The biggest one being like a wound around the stomach area. Looks like he got gutted with a sword pretty good. And he just kind of leans into the water like, oh, this, I miss this.
After everyone's gone from the changing room, Shu will slowly start to unwrap. Slowly moving the hands and looking at the arms, and they look down to see the mechanical components that make up their chest. They grab one of the robes and put it around themselves and slowly kind of walk out to the bathhouse area.
Are you trying to keep your arms hidden at all from Ember?
At this point, their hands would very obviously be mechanical. But they're kind of just like holding them where the robe would be kind of closed as they walk out. And I kind of look at Ember, look at Jasper, and slowly take off the robe and set it on the table as they slowly step into the water. And the heart itself, there's like a metal plate that goes down around the left part of their arm, kind of like a heart plate when you're thinking of armor. But instead, it's embedded into their skin, and it's where their heart sits. It's an artificial heart that their father gave them. They definitely submerge themselves like right as deep as possible up to the neck if they can.
Jasper remembers that, and then he's like the eyes back and forth, and like, oh shit, I forgot. Because it's not a big deal to him that Shu is like half mechanical, but he forgets that he doesn't advertise that. And so Jasper just brought them to be naked in a bathhouse. It feels kind of like a big asshole right now.
Do I ask?
Ask what?
About... Never mind. This is nice. I'm going to get that... here's that wine bottle.
You will just sigh. It happened a long time ago, Ember. My heart was failing me. And my father was a wonderful inventor from Talisman. Gave me an artificial heart. Problem is, the other half of my family, the fox half, control lightning. Let's just say the lightning that I could control and the whole metallic heart thing didn't go very well together.
What? Artificial? What does that mean? Do you not have a heart?
I have a heart. It's just a different one. Similar to the machines that run Talisman mechanics.
I mean, I've only heard of those machines, those vehicles, but I never seen a person.
When your father's a genius inventor from one of the most technologically advanced places on this planet, you get a few things.
Amber, we ride around in a flying ship. I would think this would not be that big of a stretch to imagine.
I feel like that's a huge stretch to imagine, but I accept it. Thanks for letting me see.
I just thought I'd clear the air. I don't like this feeling of things being so tense. It is hard to go to a bathhouse. It's been a while.
Well, here's some wine. So, Jasper, tell me about where you got that gun. As Ember tries to be courteous, but probably does a very poor job at it. Bilge, you're trailing Cyan. Can you go ahead and give me a stealth check?
That'll be a 26.
You are able to blend into the crowds as Cyan heads past this inner district ahead to the entertainment district and approaches a brothel. But as you look out, there are two gnolls with ornate red clothing seem to be looking around, and they're holding a piece of paper. And you recognize the word bounty on top of it, but you can't necessarily see what the picture is. And they're holding this bounty and they're asking around, it's like, have you seen this person? Have you seen this person? They look like twins. One of them is holding a pretty large looking single fanged great axe, wearing heavy plate armor underneath a like red cloak of some sort. The other one has a orb in their hand, looking at it as they are looking around this town. Both of them seem to have noticed Cyan walking, and they start whispering under their breath.
Bilge is going to intercept Cyan almost combatively to shake him up a little bit, cuts him off, and they kind of bump into each other as if they were strangers. Bilge is hoping to grab his attention. Excuse me. And as they lock eyes, Bilge leans in a little closer. Bounty hunter Cyan, you can go in there.
Cyan looks at you. Just let them take me. I just want this night to be normal.
Not in the gods.
And Bilge looks over and sees these two gnolls approaching. Go ahead and roll me a perception check again.
It'll be a 23.
Something about them seems different. Something about how their fur stands on their body. It's something about how clean their teeth is. There's the shape of their ears. A lot of their body seems to be elongated a little bit. You're pretty sure these two are past their first ascension.
Cyan, I do believe it's time to invoke the oldest and most noblest of traditions. We'd be punching well above our weight class. We should run. Last warning.
And Bilge sidesteps him and makes his way into the crowd.
Cyan looks towards Bilge, looks towards the two people approaching, and there's eye contact now, right? There's no doubt in these bounty hunters' minds. And he thinks about it, and then the ghost appears from his back and grows larger and larger in size. A woman screams. Both Bilge and our friends in the onsen can hear it as panic begins to hit the streets. This large ghost comes out of Cyan's back about 6 feet above Cyan. We don't see its feet, but we see its large hands, and it looks like a human, but it's heavily armored, and it's wearing a almost demonic-looking face mask.
In all my years, even this boy's got secrets.
Bilge reaches down, hands on his weapons, because it doesn't look like Cyan's gonna go quiet.
Hearing the sounds of screaming from the bathhouse, kicks out of the water, goes, I think I heard something. We should check it out. And runs back to get their stuff.
Are you dressing or are you just going out in a bathrobe?
That's a good question. Dressing, I wear...
Because you wear medium armor.
That takes a minute. We're going out in pants and a bathrobe.
What about Jasper? What's Jasper up to?
It might take a sec. We see Jasper run out with a bathrobe, and it's held together by his gun belt. So okay. I guess I'm going to skip the leather. I'm going to skip the leather armor.
This is going to be interesting.
That's awesome. I want to see that fan art.
yeah, I want to see the fan art of this.
I guess Ember does the same. Puts on the bathrobe, grabs the spear on the short bow, runs out the door, realizes that she forgot her arrows, but goes out with it anyway. You guys run out, and Bilge has his hands on his weapons, sees Shu, Jasper, and Ember run out in bathrobes. Shu managed to put on pants. Everyone else went for weapons.
Well, Shu doesn't need the weapons.
Shu is a weapon.
Shu is wearing the weapons all the time.
This ghost gets larger and larger, saying, I am sick of running. I am sick of you people threatening me. The armored man with a large single-fanged axe grabs a bystander and puts the axe to their throat. Listen, what's your name? Cyan, you're a good person. We've been told you are a good person. Just power down, whatever you want to do it, and just come with us, and nobody has to get hurt. Cyan is conflicted.
Cyan, handle your business. I'll save him.
With that, we see this gnoll here raise up that axe and seems to be about to slit this civilian's throat. Let's roll for initiative. Absolutely. So you can roll stealth. Everyone can roll whatever. We're not going to roll initiative right now. We are going to fade to black here. This will be a shorter episode, but we don't have time for a...
Oh, it's already 8:16. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't. I mean, we're an hour into this recording. I know we shot the shit for
can
like.
Can I 10 keep
minutes,
the nat 17?
That's fine. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Can I keep my nat 17?
Sure. I don't care. You're probably also rolling stealth, but fine, we'll fucking take initiative. You guys can take initiative.
Just to have it ready.
Just for next time. I'll
make it faster down. Next time, yeah.
Yeah.
Brad, perception check for you.
27.
Bilge.
Can I use either?
Sure.
27 stealth.
Chew.
25 stealth.
Now I want to know who goes first. Okay. And you guys can choose who goes first based on the scenario. We'll use rules accordingly.
Jake, you can go.
all bad guys go before the party, but the party can choose who goes first. It's just the rules, and not my fault. Ember's gonna roll stealth. Ember rolls a 19 on the die for a 27. No, she rolled a 28.
I can smell it when a DM lies, because I've done it.
It's true. Axe guy rolled a 13 on the die, plus 10, 23.
Okay, I'll take that.
Other guy rolled a nat 20, plus 11 for a 31. But it's not the guy with the prisoner.
Now you told us their stats. Too easy.
You know their stats anyway. I tell you their stats. It's not.
Got him.
Not a secret.
We need small victories too.
Rookie-ass DM.
This guy in the plate armor has a 25 AC.
A 15 to hit him.
I don't know if this is beatable. I think one of the questions you can ask yourself next week is, do we actually want to fight these guys?
How much do we want to protect Cyan is the question.
Who?
Knew him for like a day.
You said we couldn't do every quest.
Oh no! We chose the fetch quest instead of the protecting our team members quests.
Hear me out.
Consequences.
They turn them in, they get the gold. We steal the gold, break them out, maybe. But definitely steal the gold.
Cyan rolled an 18 on the die. That's pretty good.
Amber, generally I tell people to follow their heart. Unless it's Bilge. I never tell him that. That is a terrible idea.
You should write that down.
That should be in the commercial.
Yeah. Glad we're still recording. No, but Chris has got to go to the last minute of this recording to grab that one.
Well, we're going to end recording here and call it a sesh. I believe I double-checked your thing a while ago, and this should be okay. But there is a self-harm theme in this episode. Any concerns or comments?
Are you asking Bilge to hang himself?
No.
Is that what this is?
I am not.
All right.
The citizens and go, because wait, am I still invisible?
Probably not. Not if you.
Okay, good. Yeah. I was gonna say this is gonna be really awkward. I was gonna say I was gonna walk up and ask one of them what happened here, but if a disembodied voice came up and asked me, "Hey, what happened here?" I'd be a little bit concerned.
She smokes a lot. You noticed?
Bathhouse.
It is a terrible habit. As your doctor, I recommend you stop immediately. Give me one.
Oh no.
Believe there's a nice fish place somewhere not too far away that can do a salad correctly.
Out of your two meals today, you're eating two salads.
I don't think Jasper eats like a normal orc.
Rice with some coconut milk would be great. Sweet rice. Do you have any?
Yeah, but why did I make a restaurant that had tacos? Why was that my first instinct in my, you know, retro?
You has probably not eating tacos. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that's a food.
I don't think this should be a food in this world, but we've established.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, she was looking for, like, some rice and vegetables kind of thing here. Like, fish taco was not on their list.
I mean, like, Lakodia is about as Western as this world gets, but I don't know.
When in Shadow Bay.
Well, I spent half of my money on the drink, but the bathhouse can't be too bad.
Let me check my coin purse, aka Pathbuilder.
This segment sponsored by
whatever we're
Pathbuilder doesn't need me to sponsor there.
And she will start wandering towards any bathhouse that they know of that might be a
bathhouse in the dock ward. Risky. Let's go. Caters mostly to semen.
That's why she liked it.
Are you gonna get a private onsen for the three of you, or
what? How much is it? Like, I got 22 gold, so I'm not too worried about it. But if it's like 20 gold to get a private onsen, no, we're gonna
fill it's like 5 silver pieces for
that. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Or a couple hours. Chew
could pay for that.
Yeah. No, I don't want to see wrinkled old men and stuff.
you're not supposed to look.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
You're not supposed to, but come on.
Anyone have an onsen scene, or can I fade to black on this particular thing?
Hold up.
So you guys prepare for the for Bilge. Bilge is like working and like keeping Cyan safe, and everyone is like, ah, bath scene.
She's forgotten about Cyan already.
Poor Cyan.
Fuck that dude.
But it looks like these wounds are pretty fresh and she got hurt pretty bad. And she's moving and taking it like a champ.
Now that we're a little more private, I will let me look at those wounds a little more.
So is Ember just completely butt-ass naked and Jasper's just like, let me look at these wounds real quick?
I'm a doctor.
Yeah, and Shu, doctor patient confidentiality, and Shu's just sitting there like, oh shit.
She was changing, put on the bathroom, and you're like, can't you have done that before I change?
Yes, well, I had described a scene where I had given you more medicine, and then the DM described you having a big wound. And, well, there's a disconnect there. Okay.
So I'm saying that she is bandaged, and the wound's been taken care of.
Oh, all
right. I'm describing this for Shu, not for Jasper to jump in.
Jasper, you didn't do a good enough job. Fuck you.
Almost assuredly.
However, we probably should have rolled for that medicine check.
Such things as being embarrassed about your body are beneath him, an enlightened individual. Naked.
Cyan, I do believe it's time to invoke the oldest and most noblest of traditions.
It's a French tradition.
So I'm seeing a ghost emerging from Cyan, is that correct?
Yes, correct. Well, no, I guess it's not like a ghost. It's a large projection coming out of his back that stands. It would be considered a large creature, so
a JoJo stand.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ew, I love it. I may have confused Jake even more by saying it's a JoJo stand.
Damn kids.
Yeah, man. I don't get it.
Is Jasper's healing kit on his gun belt?
Rules as written, no.
I don't care about that. Okay. If it's cinematic, that is your like bandolier equivalent, then that's fine.
I mean, I can, yeah, maybe like his backpack.
Maybe like Batman's bandolier.
You're gonna have to help me build that in character over the course of the story.
Batman utility belt.
Yeah.